Joining us today is Mark Farley, Executive Director of the Upper Cumberland Development District and President of the Tennessee Association of Human Resource Agencies, a leader in regional development. Farley is known for building strong partnerships, like with Tennessee Tech, to drive economic and community growth across Upper Cumberland. Welcome, Mark.
Good to be here. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I've known you a long time, Mark, and I consider you a good friend and just happy to have you on. I think we probably go back to when I started at CTAS and you knew my Uncle Bill.
Yep.
And he passed away suddenly, and you got stuck with me.
That's all right.
what a terrible trade-off.
From one Rogers to the next, and it went seamlessly.
Well, actually, you taught me more than I taught you. I think I remember calling you several times about questions. But, you know, you were in Watt County Government. How long were you in Watt County Government, Mark?
I was about 10 years.
Finance director the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
And so 10-year experience with finances and being the CFO of Watt County, because that's what the finance director is, was a perfect fit for you to go from that to the development district.
Yeah.
And you started there when?
2012.
So you do a wonderful job. You got a wonderful staff. I was just telling you a minute ago, I enjoyed my time with you all at your staff meeting. I guess you call it, what do y'all call that? You
have annual training days.
Annual training, yeah. I got to speak to y'all for about 20 minutes. I really enjoyed being there just to highlight what all y'all are doing. But you have a great group of folks, and I'm so thankful that the government and the counties and the cities see how valuable you are, and you can exist, right, comfortably and serve.
Yes.
And so we're going to get into some of that. But I've never asked you, what was intriguing, or what, when you got the opportunity to apply for the development district director, what made you say, hey, I think I want to do this?
Well, if you know well, county government, that's a hard business. And you deal year by year worrying about taxes and those type of things that really wear on you. And, you know, I think I got to the point in my career where I was ready for a little change. I was ready to take a step up a little bit. And the opportunity to come open, obviously at that day and time, it was a little rough patch for the development district. But we're able to look at it and realize that long term it would be a great job to have. And I never will forget Charlie Curtis. He was state rep at the time. And Charlie said, you get this job, you'll enjoy it. You'll love every day you go to work, and he's been right about that.
I got to spend, what was that, 2 weeks ago? I got to spend almost all day with Charlie in Kingsport, and I've missed him.
Oh, he's a one of a kind.
He is one of a kind. The stories he has, my word. Well, anyway, the development district's lucky to have you. And then in what year was it the development district and the Human Resource Agency decided to merge?
In 2018, they went through a leadership change at the Human Resource Agency. And at that time, a lot of the county mayors and the city mayors were fairly new. And they had started asking that question of, why do we have two separate agencies? You know, it was forcing them to come to two different meetings on two different days. And while we're different agencies, our work is somewhat similar in nature, and they kept asking, why do we have two of everything? Why can't we put it under one? And certainly after looking at that, they made a good, compelling argument for that, and we're still technically two legal entities, but we're merged under one leadership control, and I've got a finance director, Ginger Stout, who is also answers directly to the board, as well as I answer to the board, so we equally operate both agencies. She handles the money, and I handle the operational side.
So, you know, Ginger and I go way back.
Oh, yeah.
Went to school together starting third, fourth grade, all the way through college, and she's just so brilliant. She is fantastic.
She has a knack for government finance and understanding how to spread the dollars. And it, of course, with my background in county finance, I realize and value how good she is at her job, and I try to just stay out of her business and let her do what she needs to do.
Well, and I don't, you know, typically on the show we talk about really good things, and this is not a bad thing. It's reality. One of the things you all did early on is you got rid of one of those big expenses down there with the lakes. What was it called down there? The one by the lake? I can't remember.
Lakeside.
Lakeside. I thought I was right. Yeah. So y'all have completely done away with that, right?
It's completely gone.
I mean, that was something I remember hearing back in the day, probably before you even went to the development district, was it was sucking the life out of the finances of the development district. Yeah. And then that's a decision that you and the board had to make, and I think it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, we had to scale back to begin with. When I took on the development district, we had to do that somewhat. And then when we took over the Human Resource Agency, you know, the government has to evolve, and too often we get caught in that rut where we do the same thing and the same programs. And Ginger and I were able to come in and look at it with a fresh set of eyes and look at the finances, and we realized that, you know, there are some things that just need to go to the private sector. and Lakeside was one of those. Of course, that had already started before we took over, but we concluded that process. And then, like the Meals on Wheels program, some of those, it, we realized that the private sector, when I say private sector, senior citizen centers and groups like that were better suited to do those programs. So we were able to offload some of those programs, and it's helped those other agencies, and it's made us stronger in, as well.
You said something a minute ago, Mark, in my opinion is very true, is government evolves. And, you know, you might go into a county or a city and say, why do y'all do this? And the common response is, well, we've always done it that way.
Yep.
And how many times have you heard that in your
That's
government?
The most dangerous words that are ever spoken right there. We've always done it that way. We can't think of a new thing. But, you know, you, Ben, you've been around. Our region is not the same it was 10 years ago. No. We're not the same we were 5 years ago. And I keep telling our employees, 5 years, 10 years from now, our region is going to be different. It's going to look different. It's going to have different needs. And as an agency that serves the communities, we've got to shift our agencies as well to meet the needs of the region.
Do you know, and I'm putting you on the spot, a rough number, just for the development district only, since you started, how many employees you've added since you've started?
Ooh, yeah, we've grown pretty good. We started out at, I think I was number 65 when I hired on, and we're currently right about 100 today.
Yeah, and you've had to, right, to continue to be relevant and provide the services you all provide, which we're going to get into in just a minute. But you've had to grow because there's a need, and the need has to be met, and that's part of it. And this, the development district's so good. You know this, Mark. I'm now a lobbyist and advocate for my association, but I spent a few hours this year talking about how great y'all are to other legislators. And I don't have to tell them. They know it. They already understand how great the development district and human resource agencies are, but sometimes they need to be reminded. And people in the Upper Cumberland do not get the services they get without you all.
Yeah.
And you work hand-in-hand with cities and counties. You have to. So let's talk about your board.
Yep.
Do you have two boards, or do you have one board that covers both the development district and the human resource agency?
It's for all practical purposes, one board. It is made up of the county mayors and one city mayor from all 14 counties. We also have a minority representative, and then we have a couple of the General Assembly members. We're very fortunate. We've got Senator Paul Bailey, who is in a great position from the Senate side, and we're very lucky to have Speaker Cameron Sexton, the Speaker of the House, that sits on our board that represents the House.
You've got two of the most knowledgeable and influential people in the General Assembly working for you.
We feel like we're very lucky there.
Yeah, you are. And so through the board, and you mentioned you are the CEO. Ginger's basically the CFO for both. And you work at the board's discretion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But they trust you to do your job. And so since you've been in, what are some of the things that you have expanded on in your time as director?
At the Development District, one of the biggest things we've done is we took over the Small Business Development Center. And that's been a great partnership with Tennessee Tech. Tech previously operated that program. And as Tech continued to grow, one day I got a phone call and President Odom's office asked if we would be interested in taking that over for them. They realized that for businesses to get the help they needed, it needed to be offloaded off the Tech campus with their growth and move where it's easier for businesses to get to them. And so that allowed us to start a program and a great partnership we still have with Tennessee Tech, with the Biz Foundry. We've got what we call here in the Upper Cumberland the Business Resource Collective, where it don't matter who you talk to, you're tapping into all three agencies that are able to help our small businesses to get off the ground, get created, and also to grow. So, you know, that's just a great – that's one of the ones I really am very proud of the work we've done, because we've really helped a lot of businesses add jobs and to grow and to become – key partners in our community.
Have you seen some of the small businesses that may have slowed down or went away during COVID bounce back?
Oh, yeah. I think we're in a really good position right now. You know, I tell everybody, when you think about the Upper Cumberland, I picture it like a V shape. We sit between Nashville, Knoxville, and Chattanooga. And when you look at those three urban areas, their growth is coming towards us. Nashville is not going towards Memphis. It's coming towards Lebanon and on towards the Upper Cumberland. The same thing with Knoxville. The growth is to the west out of Knoxville. So we're poised in a really great position. We're already seeing a lot of growth. We're getting a lot of people moving in here. That has its positives and negatives. Obviously, our housing prices have escalated, but it gives us a very good workforce for today, and we're poised to bring in more businesses and continue to grow.
Mark, in the last week or so, I've talked to one of my friends who's a builder. He builds houses here. And then another friend that's in the banking business. And even though the prices have went up, people are not stopping.
No.
People are still borrowing money and building houses and buying land and moving to the Upper Cumberland. And they're moving all over in the Upper Cumberland. It's not just Cookeville. It's everywhere in the Upper Cumberland. And you all are there to help with, if they're coming to start a small business, you all are there to help, like mm-hmm. you mentioned with the Small Business Development Center. It's just the economy has not slowed anybody down from wanting to grow.
No.
And so I think that just speaks a testament to where we're at. And you mentioned, you know, how we're in that V, and they are growing towards us, but they're also coming to visit us, and mm-hmm. they're visiting our small towns, our communities, our squares, our little bitty towns, and you are, you know, play a part in trying to help those stay maintained through the Small Business Development Center and grants and all that. So there's just a lot of things going on in the Upper Cumberland, and those things don't happen without you all.
Yeah.
And so your customer base, I know your board's elected officials, but your customers are the citizens of the Upper Cumberland.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's who you serve mm-hmm. and who you work with. So a few things I want to cover before you leave me today is I want to talk about the programs the Development District has, because you all have this broad reach of not only with small business, but helping cities and counties obtain grants. And that's something the Development District has done for a long time, is grant writing and helping these governments, local governments especially, obtain funding to do so many things. And then all the services you all provide, and talk about a little bit about the housing need and how y'all are affecting that. And something y'all are trying to get into or are into is the substance abuse and how you're helping folks with that problem. Great information, Mark. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned to hear more from Mark Farley. Mark Farley, Executive Director of the Upper Cumberland Development District and the Tennessee Association of Human Resource Agency. Well, you're actually the president of the Tennessee Agency. You're right.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that before we get in, but you're the executive director of the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency, I should say. I do want to talk about you being the president of the Tennessee one, but let's talk a little bit more about some programs you all are doing, especially from the Development District side, which Empower falls under the Development District, right?
Well, actually under Human Resource Agency.
Okay, let's go that route then.
Goes both.
Okay, Empower, your director's Megan Spurgeon. So I've had her on, but it's probably been like, golly, 2 or 3 years. How's that program going?
Oh, it is doing great work, and we've been very excited. You know, the state, you know, let me back up. Our board decided when we went through COVID, they were kept hearing from our employers that, you know, people were going to the house, they weren't working, and I joke all the time. We were having lunch after a board meeting, sitting at Old Charlie's, and the board looked and said, "We understand you're doing the programs you're doing, but you've got to become more proactive. You've got to try and get some of these people back in the workforce and get them being productive again." And out of that, we decided we did need to be more proactive. We need to look at the barriers that our young families were facing in getting back in the workplace. And about that same time, the state came out with some pilot grants. They offered 7 pilot grants across the state of Tennessee at 3 years, $25 million each, and we were very fortunate to receive one of those. And what we've been doing, it's a test program. It's being researched, but we've had approximately 800 families we've been working with off and on over the last 3 years of seeing how we got them to go up that economic ladder, to get stabilized and to start increasing their wages. And we've seen some tremendous results. You know, we had one batch that just recently graduated, 68 families. Their income had increased $2.4 million. That's a partnership we've had with Tennessee Tech, with the hospital, with the Highlands Economic Partnership, with the workforce development. We've all been working hand in hand, trying to work with the families to see what they're facing and try and overcome those barriers. And I'm very proud to be a part of that coalition that has been doing that. And, you know, what we've really done at the Development District side, you know, the HRA side, they've been doing a lot of case management, working hand in hand with the families. And then at the Development District side, we've been looking at the barriers, child care, health care, housing, those type of issues, trying to figure out what's going on and how we can help these young families that are just getting started.
Yeah, and so I've been able to be a little bit part of that when I was with the chamber on the board. And then of course, I'm on the Housing Authority Board, and we talk a lot about housing availability. And then I'm through PEP, and we know the families that are struggling, Putnam Education Partnership, how we're trying to help. And Power has done wonders for the people you've mentioned. And, you know, so it was a $25 million grant. Is this going to be able to exist after that grant's over with, Mark?
We're hoping. Now, the state is supposed to tell us something, hopefully in a few weeks, about what they view the sustainability program to be. And we don't know what that is yet. Now, we are also working with other funding streams. We are actually looking at some national groups, some national foundations to see if we can keep this work going. We're still in the holding pattern. We don't know what it's going to be, but we, you know, I've always had the belief that if you do the right thing, you do the work that the community needs, the funding will take care of itself. And I have no doubt when Nashville and other places are able to see what we've produced here, they'll see the need to keep it going.
Well, I don't know your calendar, but I'm guessing you spend as much time in D.C. as you do Nashville talking to these stakeholders about keeping these programs alive, right? I mean, you have to be visible to those folks and bring them the information and show them the case studies and the results of the people we're talking about. And if you're not there to do it, they don't know.
That's exactly right.
So you spend your time working with legislators at all levels, county commission, city council, state general assembly, and the federal government. You got to work. I mean, you're busy advocating and lobbying.
Yeah. If you don't, you know, I've always been told, if you don't tout your own successes, nobody's going to know those. So we have to, not only as agency, but, you know, a lot of what we're doing is talking about the region as a whole, because it's not just us. That's one of the unique things about the Upper Cumberland. Because we're completely rural, you know, we don't have all the big players that a Nashville has, a Knoxville has. So we have to band together. And I'm so thankful that the core group of people in the different organizations across the region, they realize that, and we have great partnerships here in the Upper Cumberland.
You'd mentioned Empower had worked with 800 families,
yeah.
And those are all over the Upper Cumberland,
yeah.
Right? That's
yeah.
not just in Putnam County. That's
no.
everywhere.
All 14.
So if somebody's interested, what should they do to contact you all?
Well, it's winding down, obviously, and we had a cap of around 800, so we're not really adding very many anymore, just a few fill in from time to time.
Okay.
So.
And because you don't know where yeah. it's going from here. Yeah. So, yeah, that makes sense to me. But 800 families, that's a huge, huge impact. And, of course, mm-hmm. that team has been great. And so what other programs are y'all doing that every single day is making an impact?
The other program we're very excited about, and that's the substance abuse. And, you know, that's one of those problems that has touched virtually every family. It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are, you're usually touched by substance abuse. And that come out of our employers as well. Our mayor's come to a board meeting. This goes back probably 6-7 years ago. Michael Nesbitt, you remember Mayor Nesbitt,
yes.
down in Smith County?
Mm-hmm.
We're in a board meeting, and you know, they got on a side conversation. It sort of come out of the nowhere. He started talking about employers, talking about substance abuse, and couldn't pass a drug test. And I'm sitting there getting ready for my next point in the meeting. I've done moved on. And I hear those dreaded words. Well, Mark, you need to come up with a program about that. And that deep voice
that
of Michael's.
Deep preacher voice he's
yeah.
got, yeah.
Well, you know, when your bosses tell you you need to do something, you start doing it. So we started looking, trying to figure out where we would fit in the puzzle. And, you know, we have a lot of wraparound services. And that's what people in recovery, you know, they can get into treatment, they can get out of the treatment program, but they still need a lot of support day-to-day, till they get their feet completely solid on the ground and headed in the right direction. So we're very excited. I've got 14 certified peer recovery specialists that are working across the region, helping individuals daily get the support they need to stay active in recovery.
How do you get the funding for a program like that, Mark? What do you got to do?
That's opioid abatement money. So the state, you know, there was a large opioid settlement mm-hmm. done several years ago, and the state of Tennessee got a large sum of money. Our counties got direct money, but then the state had a pot of money that they then solicited grants for, and we went after it.
Are they – so the other development districts or HRAs across the state, are they getting into this program as well?
A few of them are.
But not all of them have been able to access the funds, right?
No.
Well, I think that's why it's important, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about next segment is the grant writing side.
Yeah.
That's the heart and soul of what the development districts does, but that's important. It's really good to have those experienced people – on your staff writing grants for your cities and counties, they can write one for you too,
yep,
right?
Exactly.
So, and the substance abuse, have y'all, where are we at in that program? Are you full go right now? It's started
yeah.
and going, or are you still trying to?
No. We're probably around 200 individuals. Now, I've got 14 people, so they're running a caseload of about 15, 20 people mm-hmm. that they're trying to help, which is about the right number. So we're in around the 200 range, the people that we're actively helping today.
Yeah, so that's 200 individuals that you can change their lives forever.
Yeah.
And I'm big on helping those that they can help themselves, but they may need a push, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you all are doing, is giving them that push. Recidivism in jails often is related to substance abuse. Mm-hmm. And when they have a substance abuse problem and they can't get to where they need to be to stay functioning in life, they get arrested, they go back into jail, they incur the fines, they get out of jail, they try to get back, but there's no recovery programs. So that's mm-hmm. just a vicious cycle, right?
Yeah.
And we don't often think about the family members that are impacted. Yeah. And so for you all to embrace that area of need for individuals is wonderful, and I think that's you're going to see some positive results in the next few years from that. So I appreciate you doing that. I have Mark Foley, the Executive Director for the Development District and the Human Resource Agency, here with me. We'll be back in just a moment.
I flew by. Goodness gracious.
Mark Foley, Upper Cumberland Development District Executive Director and Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency Executive Director, is with me. Mark, so far it's been great. Thanks for all the information. Thanks for being here. You and your staff do a great job serving the Upper Cumberland. And one of those things that has been, I guess, one of the foundations for the Development District for years is the service you all provide to counties when it comes to obtaining and winning grants. What kind of grants and how much money have y'all been able to get for these counties and cities?
Before I answer that question, you said something right there I want to touch on.
Yeah.
I say all the time, I get a lot of pats on the back for the work our staff does, and I am very fortunate. I've got a wonderful staff at both agencies. They are passionate. They care about this community. They live in this community, and they want to see it do better. And all the success goes to them. So grant writing, that is our backbone. You know, I think last year we did roughly $52 million in grants for our community.
Wow.
And we work primarily for cities and counties. We do a few nonprofit grants, depending on what the need is. But for the most part, we just work for our cities and our counties. A lot of the grants we see, you don't ever see. It's under the ground. Sewer, water projects, those type of things. We do a lot of community development for parks and recreation. So there's been a lot of parks. You know, the Overton County, the whole downtown area with the splash pad mm-hmm. and the amphitheater, you know, we had a heavy involvement behind the scenes writing grants for that. And that's a great illustration of what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I first was experienced with that at CTAS in 2006 when I got to – I didn't necessarily help with the grant, but I was involved in Cannon County. The Development District was doing a grant down there. I believe it was Cannon or DeKalb. I can't remember. And that's when I was first introduced to the Elm District. It's like, oh, wow,
yeah.
They are doing this. And it's, you know, there's a, I guess, a commission maybe y'all get. But the county's not paying you out of county commission
no.
funds. You know, so it's not like you're going to the county and say, we need an allocation of local tax dollars, property taxes, for you to apply for this grant. It's you all are doing this as a service. And I just blown away. The CD, the Community Development Block Grants. I mean, that's when I kept hearing CDBG. Like, what does that mean? What in the world does CDBG mean? So I finally asked my uncle in Community Development Block Grant. That it's impacted a lot of the things we do in our counties. And you mentioned Parks and Rec. I mean, that's been big because, you know, we need those avenues to go outside and do things and have places to go and our kids to play and all that. So that's a big part. But the grant business never stops, right?
No.
And so how many people do you have on staff that are just focused on grants?
I think we got about four employees right now. That's pretty much their dedicated job. And they're very passionate about it. They understand the communities, and we're constantly working with the mayors to make sure we're trying to implement the vision they have for their community. And every community is different. We've got 14 counties. It's like having 14 kids. They all have their own personality. They're all a little different. They're all headed in a different direction. So what we try and do is we try and match up and make sure we're doing what that county mayor needs us to do.
What do you do? I'll just send out an email to all the counties and cities and say, what's your needs the next 5 years, and we'll go after and try to get it.
We're in constant communication. You know, we have what we call our summer strategy sessions every year, where we go as regional partners around to all 14 counties. We sit down. We have a dedicated hour and 2 hour session where we really talk about where they're heading. And then, obviously, our grant writers are constantly communicating, trying to figure out what programs they're interested in going after.
Yeah, I think it's – I mean, without the development districts helping with those grants, we don't have some of the stuff we have in our communities.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful. UCHRA, We've talked about some of the programs, but what's the backbone of UCHRA for service-wise?
It's probably public transportation. It's our most visible. You know, you see our vans up and down the roads. I find it funny. I find people from time to time say they don't know who public transportation is. And then I start painting the picture of what those vans look like, and they're like, yeah, we see those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any given day, we've got roughly 120 vans running somewhere down the road, and we're traveling. I think one of our employees did a little rough math and said the number of miles we traveled last year, we could have went to the moon and back, I think, 14 times.
Oh, wow.
We've got a great group of drivers. They're very dedicated. They take their job very seriously because they realize they are the ability for a lot of people in our region to leave their home, go get groceries, go to the doctor, go to dialysis, to see an outside world. They would never have that option if it wasn't for public transportation. And our numbers are just through the roof. That service is one being utilized more today than it ever has.
Yeah, it's a wonderful service to have. I know a lot of people that have benefited from it because either their car's not working or they're not physically able to drive, and they've got a way to get there. And that's, you know, they're not paying an Uber and tipping that Uber driver when they get done. They're getting to go. So I think it's wonderful. You are president of the Tennessee Association of Human Resource Agencies. How did that come about?
Well, it was just my time in the barrel, I guess you might say. Yeah, there are eight other agencies, eight other regions across Tennessee, just like the Upper Cumberland. And the Human Resource Agency, there is a Human Resource Agency in all the nine regions, and we have an association, and this year I was elected to take over for somebody else. And so basically I'm in charge of making sure our conference runs good and everybody stays on the right track, and a little bit more time probably in Nashville advocating a little bit.
I was about to say, I'm going to see you a lot more January to April next year for sure. And that's a big deal. So congratulations on that, Mark, because it's, you know, you are statewide the president of this association, and there are eight other agencies, so they could have picked seven other people or eight other people, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they picked you, and I was going to say, were you not at that meeting? Because, you know, a lot of times we get nominated or elected because we miss a meeting. That's happened to me a couple times, but that's a big deal, and I know the responsibility is advocating and lobbying on that, but you, great knowledge, great experience to do that. Where do we go from here, Mark? You've got both Development District, you got the Human Resource Agency. Where do we go from here? How do you continue to do what you do and get better?
Time is going to tell on that. You know, like I said earlier, we've got to evolve and do what the region needs us to do. And I see our region growing tremendously. I was looking at a report that TDOT put out just this last week, and they're projecting the Putnam County to grow by 50% in the next 20, 25 years. I'm excited to see what happens in the future. You know, there are some things that are happening behind the scenes that, you know, 10 years ago you'd looked at and you'd laughed, you know. I'm going to put it out there. Commercial air flight out of the Upper Cumberland Regional Airport. I think a lot of people look at that and say, that'll never happen. May happen before you realize
it. Yeah.
May happen the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Those type of steps we're seeing happen across the region, and I'm very excited to see what we look like in another 5, 10 years.
Well, and I don't want to limit you or time you out because you're still young. I mean, you're still young. But, you know, I know you're thinking, you're like me, you're thinking every day, how can we be better?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we continue to offer the services that we do? And this is not a negative conversation either, but, you know, your board, a lot like my board, made up of elected officials, can change every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you hope and pray that whoever's on that board has somewhat of the same heart and mind of service.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't, they make it hard on you. And then they may not see all the good you're doing, and they may want to change something. You know, I don't know if I ever told you this. Probably the last election, 2022, I had a county mayor, I won't name who it is, call me and say, why do I need to pay these dues to the Development District and Human Resource Agency? And I said, well, where do you want me to start? And 30 minutes later, I didn't let him speak. I went through the whole – I think I pulled up your website – because I know a lot about what you do, but there's things I don't. Yeah. I think I put up your website, and I went 30 minutes, and they finally said, okay, Ben, I got it. You know, and so we don't ever know what's going to happen with elections. Elections are very polarizing. The polarization of them now is bigger than they've ever been. But you and I, with boards, we got to continue to work with whatever. We just got to get the mission out.
Well, I appreciate the advocating for us.
Always.
You know, one of the things we talk about, and it happens, getting ready to happen next year, the work we do, it transcends elections. So it goes from administration to administration. And these projects are multi-year projects. So that's one of the things that it's good and bad in that we have to go into that new mayor and say, I know you've got this plan that you want to achieve, but, you know, we're three-quarters of the way through the previous mayor's plan, and the state's invested a lot of money, the federal government's invested a lot of money, and the community has invested a lot of money. You've got to see that to completion. And a lot of times we're convincing that new mayor that, hey, this project, you don't need to cast it to the side. Your citizens wanted this for a reason, and you need to carry that forward. And then we'll get to their vision as soon as possible.
That's right. So, you don't have to name names, but if you had a mayor that's just told you, well, I'm not going to work with you, I don't care anything about previous administration. If you did, how did you handle it?
I've not always been successful. I could name names that you would know that decided to move away from the direction the previous mayor had gone in. That's their choice. You know, the people of that community voted that person in. At the end of the day, all I can do is educate them, tell them what's happened, why it's happened, why we're doing what we're doing. But at the end of the day, the people have voted them in. And if they say we're going to repaint everything a different color, we go to paint store and buy new paint.
That's all we can do. Well, I mean, just some of the things you all do. I want to just touch again on the substance abuse thing. When I learned that in April, you know, when I spoke to you all, was that April?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was blown away that you all got in that area, because it's such a need to help these folks. It's like you said, first thing you said today was, it doesn't matter if you're poor, rich, where you come from, where you live, everybody's affected, or it could be you, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so to have that help is – and so I knew the Development District and Human Resource Agency was phenomenal before that, but that's like – that put me almost in tears, and I probably choked up talking to you all, because I know how many people that can impact, because we have it in our community.
Well, and I tell you the thing, I was telling somebody this the other day. We started the Certified Peer Recovery Specialist. So these are people who have lived in recovery – and come out and made it. I was surprised. I've had some CPRS come up to me and say, you know, one of your other employees needed to talk to me. And I started to realize, you know, I have current employees that struggle with that every day.
Sure.
That I didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we've offered a resource that they can tap into.
Mark, thank you so much for what you and your staff, your people do at the Development District and Human Resource Agency in Upper Cumberland. I've said it before and I'll say it again, without those services, we will struggle. And you are priceless. I can't put a price on it, and I appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you for an opportunity to come in and talk about it. Appreciate your advocacy as well.
Anytime. Folks, if you know anybody that works at the Development District or Human Resource Agency, go thank them, hug them, and tell them thank you. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than to frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. I've had Mr. Mark Farley, Executive Director of the Upper Cumberland Development District and Human Resource Agency. See you next time. Thank you.